From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a proposed roadmap for peace for Syria. Foreign ministers adopted the U.S. drafted resolution late Friday after a day-long meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. The resolution expresses support for a Syrian-led political process facilitated by the United Nations. President Obama has outlined his plans for his final full year in office. In his year-end news conference, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the U.S. to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to pressure the Islamic State militants.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
San Bernardino, of course, a recent attack by two militants, one of them born and raised here in the United States. Mr. Obama touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results show Rwandans have voted to change the constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to run for office many more times. Friday's referendum asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five. But the amendment makes an exception for Mr. Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. Current law would require President Kagame to step down at the end of 2017. If the referendum passes as expected, he could stay in power till 2034. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe this year is expected to be at least 1 million. The IOM says 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast to nearby Greek islands Wednesday, and that the organization estimates the million mark will be reached by next Tuesday. Cuban President Raul Castro is urging the United States government to stop radio and television broadcasts that Cuba considers harmful. Radio Marti and TV Marti are overseen by the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which is also the parent organization of Voice of America. Mr. Castro said in a televised speech Friday that Cuba is not giving up on normalizing relations with the U.S. On Thursday, the two countries struck a deal to restore regular commercial flights to and from Cuba. Cuban President Castro again making that request. China has accused the U.S. of conducting a serious military provocation by flying B-52 planes over Chinese man-made islands earlier this month in the South China Sea. China's defense ministry said in a statement today it had warned the aircraft to leave. China said the U.S. action is leading to militarizing conditions between the two nations. China, which claims almost the entire South China Sea, has stepped up a program of land reclamation and construction in the disputed islands and reefs, which has sparked great concern in the U.S. and other countries in the Asia-Pacific region. Chinese internet giant Alibaba announced earlier this month that it had bought Hong Kong's premier English-language newspaper, which has a reputation for deep reporting on subjects that mainland Chinese news outlets avoid. More from Shannon Van Sant in Hong Kong.
Alibaba said it is buying the media assets of the SCMP Group. That includes Hong Kong's most influential English-language newspaper, the South China Morning Post. In Hong Kong's media industry, the purchase has raised concerns over the potential of increased censorship of the newspaper and throughout Hong Kong media. Oi Wen Lam is the co-founder of nmediahk.net, a Chinese-language news website that covers Hong Kong.
Now that Alibaba has purchased SCMP, it will certainly add to the worries or fears of the locals, Hong Kong people, about the change of the paper's nature.
Jack Ma, Alibaba's executive chairman, promised he will not censor coverage and would preserve the paper's editorial independence. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
Iran has taken delivery of 14 pieces of American art purchased nearly 40 years ago, but blocked for export due to a break in bilateral relations following Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.